It is 6:35. I want to call the meeting to order, and thank everybody for being here. I just want to start out by making a brief statement of why we're here. The purpose of this hearing is to help the Judicial Committee come to a decision. We've got, we've got a challenge trying every time we have a case, we have a challenge trying to understand what everybody's saying. But that's the goal here, is to help us make a decision on the issues that are have been brought to us in the current appeal. I don't hopefully will not need to explain what those issues are, because I expect that the appellants will make that clear in their opening remarks. If they don't, then maybe I will add something. After we so they're going to say what the issues are. Hopefully everybody's already hopefully already everybody has already read the documents. Who is 714-614?
Paul Vallandigham again. The
Oh.
call got dropped.
Okay, so that's not a new person. All right. Okay,
Oh. Oh,
so
and just so you know, Boomer is having trouble getting on the call.
okay, all right. Well, Boomer and Joshua Smith are the only two that were on my prospect list who have not joined us. So, well, let's just proceed. So there are issues that were brought before us in this appeal. Other issues, trying to address other, there are other issues that relate to this larger case that are not mentioned in the appeal. Those things are not in order at this time during this hearing. Anyone attempting to address those issues will be considered out of order. Examples of issues that would be out of order on this basis would be what might be considered the substance of the case. 909-641, who do we have here?
Boomer.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Okay, so I was just saying that things like certain things are specifically not on the table in this hearing. Examples would be the nature of the bad thing that the Imhoffs did, whether they were guilty of a particular charge, what evidence there might or might not be for that charge, whether they were guilty or not, and if they were guilty, if expulsion from the party was an appropriate penalty. All of those things might be addressed in some later proceeding, but that's not what we're talking about now. So, I now want to just say something about the agenda. We're going to, after these preliminary business here, we are going to go on to opening statements from both parties. And then we are going to move into a period where members of the Judicial Committee can ask questions of either of the parties or both of the parties. And then after the Judicial Committee members no longer have any questions, we will let both parties give closing statements. The time limit for each party is 30 minutes, and they can divide that any way they like between the opening statements and closing statements. Any time they spend answering questions from members of the Judicial Committee do not count against their 30 minutes. I would ask all the members of the Judicial Committee to try to keep things moving along and not let anybody speak forever. But basically, that time is under the control of the Judicial Committee members, not under the time of the parties, and therefore does not count against them. In the email that you all should have received, I made a comment about the issue of confidentiality. I'm going to read that to you, but first I'm going to say that the confidentiality concerns here are not coming from the Judicial Committee. These are concerns that were brought to us by the parties. We are attempting to cooperate with the what the parties perceive to be the need for confidentiality about certain things. It's an extra burden on us, but we are attempting to accommodate them. So what I wrote in the email is, the issues raised in the current appeal do not directly require discussion of aspects of the broader matter which may require confidentiality. And I will be asking that everyone speaking during the hearing keep that in mind and do their best to speak in terms that address only the current issues, which I believe I have already pretty much said. However, it is possible that some people will find it difficult to express their views on one topic without mentioning the other, or that somebody might simply slip up and say something on a confidential topic unintentionally. For this reason, I'm going to ask all participants on the record to agree to keep confidential any such information that comes up during this hearing that is not otherwise available to them from some other source. So what I'm now going to do is ask each of the people on the call to agree, to confirm that they understand what I just said and agree to it. So first, Robert Inhofe. Rob, I want each of you to say it after I give your name. Jennifer Imhoff.
Agree.
Robert Imhoff.
Agree.
Mimi Robeson.
Agreed.
Brent Olson.
Agreed.
Jillian Olson.
Agreed.
Paul Valagnitam.
Agreed.
Steve Haug.
Agreed.
Chuck Hamm.
I agree.
Rebecca Lau. I didn't understand that. Is that Rebecca there?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. John Prosser.
Agree.
Boomer Shannon.
I agree.
I believe Joshua Smith has not yet joined us. Rick Dawson. Rick Dawson, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Do you understand and agree?
I understand and agree.
Okay, Kenita Watson.
Agree.
Okay. Richard Brown.
Yes, I agree.
Emily Tilford.
Agree.
Okay, I believe that covers everybody.
You didn't ask me.
Oh, I didn't ask the members of the Judicial Committee. You want me to go through you guys too? Okay. I will say I agree. Matt Pouts, do you agree?
Dr. Pouts agrees.
Jill Pyatt?
Yes, I agree.
Bob Weber?
Agree.
Susan Marie Weber?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, the only other thing I want to say before we get started is that this hearing is being recorded. And to the extent that what is said here does not reveal information that either party claims needs to be kept confidential for the reasons that they have previously stated, which nobody should be saying anyway, the recording may be made available to other people at the Judicial Committee's discretion. Does everybody understand that? I'm not going to go through and ask everybody again then. I'm just letting you know that so you it's clear that you know that that is happening. Okay, so it is now, it looks like 6:44, and hold on 1 minute.